Dame Elizabeth is a wonderful woman. Well, she's over 100 now. And I saw her, when I saw her a few times ago, I go down to visit her there, look at the pictures and have a little lunch. She stopped driving, fortunately, because the last time she drove me, we went straight through a red light. But she's so well known and popular that I'm sure this transgression would be overlooked by the traffic police. But I said to her, on the occasion of her 100th birthday, I said, well, how are you enjoying life? And she said, I've got another 5 years' work to do, she said. And by the way, she loves to be called Dame Elizabeth, not Elizabeth. And so her friends call her Dame Elizabeth, and everyone does. And she said, I've been pestered by the press. I said, how's that? She said, well, they won't leave me alone because I've turned 100, she said. They want to know the secret of my long life. So I said, well, what did you tell them? She said, oh, I didn't say anything to them. I'm not going to talk to them. I said, well, you must tell them something. She said, must I? I said, yes, tell them something. Throw them a sop. I said, tell them you drink your own urine. Tell them you bathe naked in the sea in winter. She said, should I tell them such things? I said, yes, because if you don't tell them, they'll make it up. She said, would they do a thing like that? And I said, ask your son. She was very amused by that and just gave me a conspiratorial wink, which I shall never forget.